Thank you. I guess that song states something very clearly, that something that we believe, that it's the most important thing that can happen is for somebody to have Jesus in their heart. The saving of someone's soul is, there's nothing more important than that. And I'm glad this morning that I know that fact, and I understand that clearly, not only in my mind, but in my heart. And I'm thankful for that this morning. It's good to see everybody that's come this way today. It's good to see visitors that we have this morning. Glad to have you. It's a good day in the Lord. I think it's actually supposed to actually warm up a little bit today and get out of the freezing. And so sun's a shining, and it's just a good day and good to be here today. We need to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And I know I desire an interest in your prayers this morning, but before we go to the Lord in prayer, does anyone have anything on their heart they would like to mention?
I requested back about Christmas time. My husband's sister had a stroke, and she's not doing any good. I heard yesterday. Remember her.
All right. Let's remember her this morning. Someone else.
My name's Ed. She's back problems. She's got other problems. We're in the prayer.
All right. Let's remember Sister Mayrene this morning. Anyone else? Continue to remember Sister Mary Jo. She's not able to be here this morning. Sister Jean, I believe, left this morning sick from Sunday school. So let's remember her and Don this morning. Anyone else have anything on your heart?
Brother Mary, I asked the church to, a friend of mine lost his mother yesterday. Also, I had another friend that lost his 48-year-old daughter this past week. I told Susan last night, it seemed like a lot of people asked me this week to store and remember different situations. Lord knows all about it. That's the church.
Lord help. Let's remember these families and their losses. Anyone else?
Brother Arnold, I know some people here in Mansfield, Jeff, a friend of mine, his best friend, has been diagnosed with cancer. They have not given him much time at all. I think it's in the latter stages of the time they found it.
Remember him and his family in this sickness. Anyone else this morning?
Also, these two people where I live lost loved ones this week. Today, so remember them.
Okay. Let's remember their losses.
Hello.
Let's always remember our lost. Let's always lift them up before the Lord that they might be saved. Nothing else to be said. Brother Terry, would you lead us in prayer?
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for bringing us this way. We thank you, Lord, for your watch and care. Above all things, Lord, we thank you for the salvation of our souls. Yes, Lord, to hear the prayer of sweet today. We ask, Lord, thank you for our sick. Lord, thank you for Mary Jo. We want to strengthen your courage and not be able to go back. Lord, thank you for your co-workers, Lord, for Sister Lemons.
For each one that's gathered this morning, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd be with us. And we ask that your Father, your spirit, will be with him. Guide our hearts and our minds, dear Lord, to bring forth those things, dear Lord.
Lord,
be with today or my prayers. You would pray to God that you just help us to do what we do. I would ask for the Lord to look for this family, Father, for those who have lost loved ones, dear God. Pray, Lord, that your glory, grace, and strength, your word, and us, their time before all such and forth. By some reason, Lord, they don't know you, dear Lord, and through origin of sin, that through and by these experiences, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you can use them, dear Lord, to open their eyes, dear God, that they might seek the truth, Lord, and be saved, dear Lord, we pray. Pray, dear Lord, for those that are sick, Lord, for those that are mentioned this morning, dear God, those that's not able to be here, Sister Mary Jo, Sister Mary Jo, pray, Lord, for them, Lord, and their continued recovery, Lord. Pray, dear Lord, for Jean, dear Lord, that you get well, Heavenly Father, your soul, and we pray, Heavenly Father, for just so many, dear Lord, that's been mentioned this morning, the one that's got cancer, Lord, and ask that you be with him, Lord, and strengthen his body, dear God, in this sickness, dear Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, for his family, that you would give them grace and strength in this time, Lord. We ask Heavenly Father just to meet with us, dear God, today, dear Lord, and use us and guide us, Heavenly Father, to thy honor and to thy glory. Forgive us, O God, our sins. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, most of all this morning, for saving our souls. In Jesus' name we humbly beg and pray.
Thank you.
in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations. In the third or fourth verse, it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Well, that song that brought those thoughts to my mind. And we said earlier this morning about our thoughts of that the most important thing that is that we have Jesus, and we have Jesus in our heart. And I guess I want to this morning, if I can, with the Lord's help, look at something. I think most of us would say probably the next most important thing other than salvation of our soul and our family and our friends would be our health. I believe that most of us at one time or another in our lives have been sick, or we've been hurt, or there's been something that this body has been an ailment for one reason or another. And in each and every instance, I know myself, and I would assume most other people, there's nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be hurt. And I was thinking, we went last Sunday afternoon to the nursing home and tried to preach there for those people at that nursing home. And I always just get such a blessing by doing that. I love to go and try to preach God's word and share the truth and try to lift up those that are not able to be in a church service, or not able to come and to be in a church setting with God's people, and that we are able to go there and to have a service for them, and that the presence of the Lord would meet is a good thing. My thought this morning is comfort. I feel that when we do like we did last Sunday afternoon, that we are trying to help those and to comfort those that are in need, those that need our help, those that need us because they can't come. We go to them. You know, we have here in recent, we've had a lot that's been sick here, haven't we? We've had a lot that's been sick. We've had those that's had operations. We've had a lot of things going on with the people here at the church. And the Bible teaches us as church members that we are to comfort one another in times of need. I know that the Bible teaches us that just like the song that was sung and the verse that we read out of the book of Revelations, that those of us that have been saved by God's grace, one day when we make it into heaven, that there will be no more tears, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more suffering. All the infirmities of these old fleshly bodies will be gone away. They'll be done away with. And we'll have a new body, a glorified body, a perfect body that the Lord will give us. But up until that point in time, these old fleshly bodies is going to break down. They're going to deteriorate and they're going to wear out. And the Lord knew that. See, the sin, this old fleshly sinful body is going to die. And that's the reason we're going to get a new one of these days. The Lord's going to give us a new one. But up until that point, the Lord has instructed us or give us the understanding through His Word that we are to comfort one another in these times. Those that are sick, those that are hurting, those that have lost loved ones in death, those all the different situations that goes on, I believe that the Lord allows those of us that have experienced sicknesses of one manner or another, operations, surgeries, all these things that goes with our lives, I believe that the Lord allows us to have these things that we might help other people. That we would have the experience that as we go through these situations, as we go through these trials and tribulations of this old fleshly body wearing out, that we can reach out and that we can give comfort and hope to those that don't have that. Now, I truly believe with all my heart, first and foremost, is that each and every one of us should turn to the Lord for first and foremost for our comfort, for our healing, for everything that goes on in our lives. I don't feel that as far as man goes that we have within our powers the ability to heal somebody or to do anything above what God would grant, above what God's will is. But still, There is a point and a place in our lives where we are called or asked to comfort, that we are to go out and just as we did, I feel, the other day at the nursing home, I went out and the Bible tells that the gospel, the truth, is a comfort to people. People that haven't ever heard the gospel truth. The truth is a comfort to them because they might be able to hear the truth, repent of their sins, and be saved. That we might go and comfort them in their sicknesses and help them. You know, I believe, I told Brother Dylan the other day, you know, that when we go in, I said, we want to sing two or three, four songs even. I said, they love to hear singing. It lifts their spirits. Sing the old songs that they're used to and that they can sing along with. They might not be able to see and the songbook to read the words, but these old songs that they've heard all their life, they'll sing with you and it'll cheer them up and there'll be a smile on their face and it's a comfort to their souls. You know, we think about, actually, my next lesson was going to be on the teaching in the Church Covenant was about this. And so this, I guess, will go as my lesson today on this. But, you know, it says in our Church Covenant, in the second paragraph, we engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort. We're to comfort one another in our times of need. We're to help each other in the times of need. And when there's sickness among us, when there are situations that are arising, that arise that we're aware of in our families, make it known. You know, I've said many times that I had rather have my church family know about the troubles and sorrows in my life that they might be able to pray for them than anybody in this world. You know, I can go tell every doctor in the country something might be wrong with me. But my church family can get out on their knees and they can go to God and they can speak to the one that's in control of each and everything that goes on in our life. And I'm so thankful for that this morning. I am truly thankful for that. I'm thankful for your prayers and for all the comfort that you have given me since I have been at this church as a young pastor starting out at his first church. Those of you that have comforted me and helped me and pointed me in the right direction, I thank you for that. And I appreciate that. And it's not unnoted, I assure you. And it's not unnoted to those that we try to reach out and help. You know how much it means to someone when we're sick and somebody comes to visit us and have prayer with us? It means a lot, doesn't it? You remember that, those things. It draws people closer together. It draws the unity and the bond of love and peace in the church body together. Putting people in, as the Bible teaches, in one mind and one accord with one another. I hadn't even got into my reading yet. As you can tell, this is something that is, I guess, it's actually been on my heart for a while, but to think about the word comfort. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, it says, to strengthen, to invigorate, to cheer or enlighten, to strengthen the mind when depressed or enfeebled, to console. You know, we know that the word comfort, you know, it has a couple of different meanings, and I'll try to go over that. I'm going to read my text this morning. I've just about forgot to read my text. I'm going to take my text out of the 2 Corinthians this morning, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 1 through 7. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for our consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we are also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye also be of the consolations. Apostle Paul here speaking that, you know, we speak many times of the early church and all the things that they had to go through at that time. And, you know, you think about with people that were at that time that were being put to death for believing in the Lord, for telling people about Jesus. How much it meant for there being those that were there with them to console them in what they were going through, because they were going through the same thing. They understood. They could see with their own eyes. They knew that serving God was at that time a dangerous thing. Telling people about Jesus was a dangerous thing. And they the consolation that was given to them, they were each other's support. You know, we're still today each other's support, aren't we? We're still here to support one another and to reach out for one another when one of us gets sick. The Bible tells, you know, that if one hurts, then we all should hurt. If one has joy, then we all joy in their joy. These things that the Bible teaches are important, but and I guess with all the sickness and everything that has gone on in the church has made this more prevalent for me today. But you know, we read that Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples each time that, you know, he constantly was telling them, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave someone. The Greek word is parakletos. It means another me. I'm going to leave somebody just like me here. And he was given reference or calling him the Comforter. He was given reference to the Holy Spirit of God. And as I said, there, in no means am I trying to diminish this morning our responsibilities as to taking every want, every need, every trial, every tribulation that comes before us, every sickness, to the Lord first. Because Jesus said that he would leave a comforter. Basically, that he was not leaving us as orphans is what it has reference to. We're not just left here as orphans by ourselves out alone in this world. He had left the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, for those of us that have been saved by God's grace, the Holy Spirit, to help us in all our infirmities. But as our part that we play, not only should we pray for them, it's easy sometimes to, and it's a good thing that we do, just to pray for somebody. And if we're not able to help in any other way, prayer is a great thing, and it is so important. But if we're able and willing to go that little bit of an extra mile, to comfort someone, to call them on the phone, to send them a letter. I'll be the first to admit in the world, I'm awful about sending cards. I don't know. I don't guess I've ever sent anybody a card. I'm awful at it. It might be a good thing for me to try to start. Little things to comfort those that are down. You know, I read through this, and there's so many places that I can see in my life as in my position as a pastor that I failed. As we take this message and this thought today, I just pray that we would all consider these things in our heart. We all have family and friends that are sick, hurting, taking time to give them comfort is important. When we have loved ones that are church members that are sick and in the hospital, it's important that we take time to give them comfort. I'm not saying that I always do like I should. I'll be the first to admit it. But we are supposed to. God's word says that we are to do these things. We find in the teachings, you know, we can look in the 11th chapter of the book of John, and we can see this is, in this 11th chapter, it's basically speaking about the death of Lazarus. And Martha and Mary and Jesus coming and raising him from the dead. You can read through that, and I won't read the whole thing, but I'll just read some. In verse 32 it says, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. You see, when Jesus walked here on this earth, he walked here 100% man. The Bible says that he knew everything that we felt, and he could see the things that we see, he could feel the things the way that we feel them. He hurt for people when they were hurting. He mourned for those that had died. He wept for those that were hurting. He had compassion. And he comforted them. Those that were blind, he comforted them, didn't he? He healed them. Made them to see. Those that were lame, he had comfort upon them. All the things that was wrong with so many of the people. And, you know, I don't know, but I can just almost picture in my mind in that day. They said that most of those that were sick and lame and all these things, most of them were laying outside of the gate, collecting whatever anybody would give them. These were people that were just cast away as far as the world goes, or as far as the community or the people goes, because they were sick. Because they were blind or lame and they couldn't take care of themselves, they were cast aside, and they would take and give alms. People would give alms to them, and they would take just whatever people would give them. Because they could do no better. But Jesus would come through and he'd have compassion. He would want to see them suffer. He would want to comfort them. And he did. He teaches us his comfort through his life. You know, he didn't try to run with the big crowds. He was, I guess in that day, he was seen with the lowest of low. The publicans and the sinners is who he ate with. And he tried to give them comfort. You can read on through here that in this, and you'll find that he raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead for 4 days. He raised him from the dead. All the circumstances, family troubles and sicknesses, there's so much that can be said about this. And you know, I want to try to get my point across this morning, and I believe I have, but there's a lot of things that still should be said. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have hope. If ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Lord tells us here that if we've been saved by God's grace, even though that we have had loved ones that have passed on, that there's a day coming
that we're going to go back and meet them. We're going to get to be with them. Each and every one of them. There's not a whole lot of comfort in that death, but there's a whole lot of comfort in that promise of God that we're going to get to see them one day. That we're going to get to meet them. All those that have died and that are in the ground right now, they're going to rise first and then we're going to meet them. One of these days, there's comfort there in the truth of God's Word. You know, the Bible says that in Hebrews 4 and 15, that we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. With all the things that is within us. Anything that might go wrong. We have not a God that cannot be touched, that doesn't know everything or know how we feel. Jesus knows exactly how we feel because He was 100% man. He knows how we hurt when someone dies, and He wants to comfort us if we'll turn to Him. He knows how we feel when we have loved ones that are sick because He's experienced it. And He will comfort us in those times. You know, we don't know and understand many things. There's so many, I guess, variables that is beyond our understanding. Why things has to happen. Why so-and-so got sick. Why so-and-so died. We just do not know these things many times. But we can know this of assurance. God is the God of all comfort, and we can always turn to Him in all those times, no matter what the circumstance or situation, and He'll comfort us. He'll give us the comfort that we're in need of. He may not give us the things that we're asking for. You know, you think about, I think about oftentimes, you know, about death. How horrible a thing that we see it as. But you know, I've been to funerals where the gospel message was preached and there were souls got saved at somebody's funeral. If it took my life for a soul to be saved, then take it. I'll gladly give it. Somebody's soul salvation is more important. I've got what I need. I know where I'm going. I've got all the comfort that I need. Peace and assurance. And hope. If it takes my life that somebody might be saved, then it's the Lord's for taking. So much, so many things that I hadn't even began to cover this morning. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. It's sometimes that we don't even know what to ask for. You know, we want to see things made better and we want things right and we want people to be comforted. We want them to be healed. We want them all these things to be happening. But we don't know how to ask for it sometimes. The Holy Spirit of God makes intercession for us. Makes intercession for us and sends that prayer on up. Thankful for that this morning. You know, there's a lot of things that
that can be said. Comfort for the church in Philippians. It says, Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Each and every one of us have an obligation to be like-minded, to have the same love for one another, to care for one another enough that we would want to comfort each other when we're down. And I realize that, like I said, that there are those of us that goes through experiences that other people don't. But there's a reason for that, that they might be able to help others. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. We go through things that we can help others. And as we do that, we think about that's what comfort is. Helping others. Helping them with something that they might not be able to handle themselves. Pointing them to Jesus. You know, I guess if anybody that was there at the nursing home the other day, they might have thought I preached pretty hard to those people. I told them about hell. I preached Jesus. But you know what? If there's somebody that was there that was lost and undone, and the Lord uses something that I said to convict them that they get saved, then that's the best comfort that I could have given them. It's the best comfort that I give them. The Bible says the Scripture gives us comfort. We can read through it and we can find comfort in the truth of God's Word. That's my message this morning. Let's comfort one another as we go through this life. And it'll make it easier on all of us. It's a blessing. It truly is a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to help somebody. It's a blessing for me to stand up here this morning with my health and to be able to stand and to do what I'm doing. It's a blessing for each of us that we're here this morning. Comfort those that aren't able. God bless you all. That's my message this morning. It'll be a thought or a word on anyone's heart. Someone else this morning. If not, it's been good to be in the Lord's house today. It has been for me. Not on anyone's heart. Appreciate this good word. Someone else. If not, all standing will be dismissed. I don't know. There's been some mention of canceling service tonight. Several people's not going to be able to be here. Whatever the will of church is, fine with me. Objections to canceling service. All right. Now's the time to speak. If not, then I guess service will be canceled tonight. All that can and will be back next Sunday morning, 10 o'clock or something. All minds, hearts free. Brother Charles, you dismissed.
You know, thank you for the beautiful day. Thank you. We had that opportunity and I have. To go, thank you. We live in a community where in a few short moments we can get that out. You know, thank the maker. We heard that. Make the truth. To go, thank the request. Make you this morning. I don't know if they hear this morning, those may hear time to time. Those have been answered. We are grateful.